But perhaps you're hoping to remotely touch someone you'll never meet. The Spirit, Opportunity, and Curiosity rovers, which are on Mars, are each fitted with a photometric calibration target, a test pattern for the cameras, which also serves as a sundial. And along the aluminum edge of each Mars dial, it says in very small letters, "To those who visit here, we wish a safe journey and the joy of discovery." And that, my friends, is the essence of science. The joy of knowing. That's what drives us. That's science. It brings out the best in us. It makes our species worthy of the future. And I often reflect on the words of my third grade teacher, Mrs. Cochran, and she told us, "There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand on the beach. And there are, by any measure, a lot of grains of sand on a beach." I mean, they're more than you can count, for sure, but for most of us, they're more than you can imagine. I stood on the beach, it was in Delaware that summer, and I got to thinking about her assertion. Does she mean all the grains of sand that I can see? Does she mean the ones I can't see, the ones that must cover the beach a few meters deep? And when the tide goes out, there's more sand? And I look behind me, there's sand, sand, sand. I look this way, 1,000 nautical miles, that way, 1,000, there's sand. Are you telling me, Mrs. Cochran, there are more stars than all of that? Well, apparently there are, by about a factor of 10. So, in that long ago moment, I was paralyzed by self-doubt. I mean, I'm just a little kid, standing on a beach. And that beach is one of many beaches on a planet that turns out to be, in the cosmic scheme of things, pretty small planet. A speck, really. Furthermore, my home speck, the Earth, is orbiting a star that is completely unremarkable. It's just another speck. And it's in a galaxy full of other specks, with a vastness of space full of more galaxies. I am a speck on a speck, orbiting a speck, with a bunch of other specks in the vast emptiness of specklessness. But wait,